Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. It's good to have you with us. Today's text is taken from Galatians chapter 2, and we're reading verses 6 to 10.
As for those who seem to be important, whatever they were makes no difference to me, God does not judge by external appearance. Those men added nothing to my message. On the contrary, they saw that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, just as Peter had been to the Jews. For God, who was at work in the ministry of Peter as an apostle to the Jews, was also at work in my ministry as an apostle to the Gentiles. James, Peter, and John, those reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the Jews. All they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do.
Our focus is on verse 10. Remember the poor. This is more than simply watching a news bulletin or responding to an appeal. More than a passing thought and then getting on with life as usual. This is to be mindful of the poor, to the point of empathizing with them, feeling for them in their situation. Remembering in this way will have an impact on our lives. It will affect the way we live, our attitudes to what we have, and how we use our wealth. It will lead to action, just as it did in the early church. Possessions and goods were sold so that no one was in need. With the help of Christian relief agencies, we can still do the same today. The less we need, the more we can give to others. Jesus blessed the poor and hungry, and warned the rich and well-fed. Remember the poor now, and it will not be forgotten by Jesus. A prayer. Lord Jesus, you have set us an example of how to live in this world. Forgive us when we surround ourselves with so much stuff and neglect to share with those in need. Give us the courage to change and to reflect your generosity. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.